Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday and every Wednesday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. But before our tale of magic and mystery resumes, may we say a word about the magic rule of three for washing dishes. If you believe, as many thousands of homemakers do, that nothing equals rich, thick, sudsy soap suds for washing dishes three times a day, remember these three things. First, you want a soap that makes plenty of rich, thick suds. White King soap is the soap for suds. Every tiny granule of soap goes to work making suds. And those White King suds stand up in water that feels comfortable to your hands. Second, you want a soap that washes dishes sparkling bright. When you follow a White King dishwashing with a hot water rinse, your dishes are left so very clean, so very bright, you can dry them in a jiffy. And third, you want a soap that is easy on your hands. Those gentle White King suds are wonderfully kind to pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, we know you'll love the soap we make. Yes, you'll love White King. After burning down the feudal Balkan castle near Lubova, the malicious dwarf Arenye has once more disappeared. And Frank Chandler, known as Chandu the magician, still has not discovered the location of the Place of the Falcon, which he believes is actually the rendezvous of Roxor's secret agents. Meanwhile, with all their belongings destroyed in the fire, Chandler and the Regents are guests of Carter Mason, the American consul. There, Dorothy receives a letter, supposedly from her husband Robert in Paris, but the handwriting is not his. And as Chandler prepares to leave the consulate to telephone Regent, Prince Dimitri arrives. Obviously terrified by Roxor's threats, Dimitri proposes to ally himself with Chandler. Suddenly, just outside the grounds, a squad of soldiers appears through the driving snow. They arrest Dimitri as the assassin of the former king, Pavel Karowitz. The present scene is the dingy little railway station at Lubova, 10 minutes later. Chandu, the magician.
Isn't there any way to hurry my call? But it's an emergency.
These things are not done quickly, Pan. I would say go home. I will send a man when the telephone rings for you. But you see, I am alone here.
No, I'd rather wait than go back to the consulate in this blizzard.
I know, Pan. But it may be 2 hours.
Oh, all right. I'd like to ask you something.
You sure you thought, Pan?
You know we were burned out at the castle this afternoon.
I know. Toyash Goda. It's great loss to all of us, the ancient castle.
Yes, I'm sure it is. You see, rather than impose on Mr. Mason, we're planning to take our meals out. Can you tell me about some good cafes?
Oh, I know, Pan. The cafe of the Princess Aurelia is very good.
Yes, we've been there.
Also, in the gypsy cafes, the food is good, but you will not wish to take the ladies with you.
Oh, I see. Well,
if you and the young Pan go alone, you understand it is not a place for ladies?
Yes.
The small cafe of Kashpar at the edge of Lubova. But it is not everyone Kashpar will serve.
Well, tell me, just where is this place?
Down this very street at the bottom of the hill.
Yes?
You will see the sign if you look carefully.
There is a dim picture of the flying Sokol. What is your word?
The falcon.
Ah, no. But do not say I have said you. Kaspar chooses his guests as he wishes.
Well, he can't do very well if he turns away more people than he serves.
Oh, it is said Kaspar has saved many denarii. He amuses himself with the cafe now, nothing more.
Yeah, see if that's my goal.
Yeah, he's much too quick, Pat. I know, Pat. But I have made one call now. To Paris. Hey, as you say, Pat. Bonjour, enchanté.
What's the matter?
It is not permitted to telephone Paris.
What? Who was that on the phone?
The assistant to Pan Metzos.
What's this? Mr. Metzos is dead.
I must obey my orders, Pan. No calls are to be made beyond the frontier.
Nonsense. Where was the man calling from? Well, I thought this was the only telephone in Lubova.
No, except the telephone of Pan Metzos.
But what reason did he give?
I have learned not to question an order given from that telephone, Pan.
All right, then. I'll send a telegram.
Ne. Is forbidden also.
I see. Tell me, when does the next train leave?
In 1 hour, Pan. But you will not travel to Paris to speak to a man for one moment.
Well, I'm not going. I want 3 tickets to Paris for my family.
Do not understand, Americans. Because you cannot telephone, you wish to leave the country.
Just let me have the tickets.
Yes, see, it will only be a few days until you can telephone.
Oh, is that all?
I know. But if you wish, here are the tickets. Conchander, to show you thought.
Well, seems I've forgotten the fire. You see, I haven't enough money with me. Keep the tickets for me. I'll be back before train time.
The Americans, I do not understand.
All right. It doesn't seem to bother the gypsies, though. I met one of their wagons at the corner. He almost ran right into it.
Oh, if you'd just come back 2 minutes sooner.
You don't mean Lupu's been here?
No, Nargy's gone. She must have been in that gypsy wagon.
Dorothy.
I couldn't persuade her to wait until you came back. She insisted she must go when they came for her.
But why? What did she say?
She said she wished she hadn't come. That she tried to help you, but it was a mistake.
But to leave in this storm in a gypsy wagon... Did you see the man who came for her?
Oh, it was the same one who brought her up to the castle. She must have told him to come back for her.
I can't understand it.
Only, how would he know she'd be here?
Of course, once they get into the woods, it won't be so bad. And those wagons have stoves in them.
I made her take that coat of mine. She had it on when the fire broke out, you know.
Something drastic must have happened... To send her off like this.
Well, I don't know what it could have been. If she really had to go home, she could have taken the train.
No, she couldn't.
Why not?
Not all the way to the border. She'd never pass the frontier inspection post.
Oh, that's so. I'm sorry, Frank. I said everything I could think of.
Well, it's certainly not your fault, Doug. Well...
You're not thinking of going after her.
It looks as if she'd go to any lengths to avoid seeing me.
Oh, now, Frank.
Well, it's pretty plain, isn't it?
You did have a misunderstanding, then.
Did Nadja say that?
Not in so many words. Oh, but that's childish. Nadja wouldn't run off in a blizzard just because of that.
I hope not. But I think I know now why she went.
Why?
Yeah, there's no use talking about it. And anyway, there's no time. Fortunately, you haven't anything to pack.
To pack?
Bob and Betty up in the sitting room?
Yes. Frank, you did get Robert, didn't you?
No, I couldn't get the call through. Oh. I'm accepting phone calls and telegrams out of the country.
What does that mean?
It means you and the kids are going to Paris.
What?
Things are coming to a head, Dot. I'm sure Roxo's here on the Bova.
Oh, Frank.
What did Dad say about that letter?
I didn't get him, Bob.
Uncle Frank, did you know that...
Now, listen, both of you. We haven't much time. It's only a couple of blocks to the station, but we'll be fighting the wind and snow all the way.
But what about Margie, Uncle Frank?
Well, she'll be all right, I hope.
Oh, come with us, Frank. If Robert isn't at the laboratory, I won't know what to do.
Well, let me sit down there, Bob. I'll give you Chaudet's address, Dot.
Is that the Mr. Chaudet we met in Algiers?
Yeah, that's it, Betty. He was transferred to Paris just after we left Algiers. Here you are, Dot.
All right. But I wish you'd come with us.
I'm sorry, but I can't. Until I find out what that message about the place of the falcon means.
How are you going to find out?
Luckily, I got a line on it from the station agent by asking about the cafes in Lebova.
Well, why cafes, for Pete's sake?
Well, I have to start somewhere, Bob. Now, the cafe is a place where men can come and go with no questions asked.
We'll go to that same hotel in Paris.
Oh, well, that reminds me, Dot. I'll have to borrow some money from Mason for your tickets. Unless you have some.
Well, even my traveler's checks were in my room when the fire broke out.
Hmm.
But I can get some money from home. I'll send you some, too.
Well, don't try to telegraph it. Send it to me in a letter addressed to Mason. And let me know about Robert the minute you arrive in Paris.
Of course I will.
Your French visas are still good. Don't worry about that. Well, we'd better get started.
Golly, I feel like an honest-to-goodness spy. Secret letters.
You won't think it's so funny if something's happened to Dad.
I don't think it's funny.
Button up your jacket, Betty. Frank... You'll be able to get letters out, won't you?
I'll send them with the government mail if I have to. And don't be surprised if the situation here explodes.
You don't think it will before you can get out of the country.
Cutting off communications doesn't look too good. I wish Lupu hadn't lost his head and killed Metzos.
And I wish you didn't have to work here all alone.
You need somebody like Abdallah, Uncle Frank.
I certainly do. But it's too late to think about that now. The next day or so, we'll...
But who on earth can that be?
Oh, I see. Lupo! Lupo! What's happened to you?
And now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful washbook prepared for you by the makers of White King soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy. And it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King washbook is yours as a gift from Chandu the Magician in exchange for one White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. The Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.